Hi, welcome to abchealth.info Health Talk on Global Voice Network. Today we've got Edward with us, we've also got Sue with us, and we've got John with us. We've got a nice little conversation going on. We're talking about health and we're talking about detoxification. The best thing you can do for your health is detox, detox, detox. And we're getting started with the show in just a moment. Hold tight.
Blasting the voice of freedom worldwide, you're listening to the Global Voice Radio Network.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Edward, we're talking about detoxing today. There's numerous different ways of detoxifying, isn't there?
Oh, yes, there is. I agree. One of them is to sweat. Sweating literally assists in detoxing. And I know lots of people that tell me, well, I don't sweat. Yeah, well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's not sweating could be a problem.
That's why you got to use the Relax Bar infrared sauna.
You know, I've been hearing about
all the other stuff.
I've been hearing about those infrared saunas, and I know that Edward is a proponent of a really hot bath, you know, 104 degrees or hotter.
116.
Okay. You know, well, as hot as you can stand
raise
it, certainly.
Raise your body temperature to over 104 in the bath, in a 20-minute bath, and then wrap yourself afterwards.
Okay, now, is it helpful to put something like an Epsom salts in the bath or like a little bentonite clay in the bath when you do that? Something to absorb those toxins? Two to four cups.
If you put 2 to 4 cups of the bentonite clay in the bath done properly, it opens up trillions of cells, so they start to discharge and release their toxins. Remember that the skin, or the scientific term is the epidermis, is the largest organ in the body. It's actually your second kidney. So when you open it up and flush it out, when you go into a hot bath and take a pool thermometer and tie it to the spigot for $2.99 at Walmart, and you get that temperature where it's hotter than your body, it'll contain the heat in your body, and the body's heat will build up, build up, build up. Within 20 minutes, if you raise the body temperature to something of 104 or even 105, what you're doing is, it's called hypothermia. And you're killing off all unwanted bacteria, viruses, and cancer cells. Cancer cells cannot survive in that heat, but your regular cells can do fine. You're not looking to stay at that temperature at a permanent basis. You're looking to induce it on your own. You cause it, and then it'll come back down on its own. When you wrap yourself in sweats, a beanie, and socks, right after you towel dry after getting out, and make sure you get your head under the water, because you don't want your head sticking out and your whole body hot. They'll escape to the head part where it's cooler. So you get your head underneath, put your knees up in the bath, and you have your mouth open and your nose just above the surface line of the water. Then you put your knees down and pop your head up.
Okay, so if you have, like a hot tub or something like that, and you do this in a hot tub, which would be,
I don't know about a hot tub, because it has a lot of water in it, and you know, and the clay won't hurt the pipes, but it would take a lot more water in a giant hot tub.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, you know, if they didn't put the clay in the water, and if they had access to a hot tub, I mean, that's by far the easiest thing. Because first of all, I can't get water that hot out of my water tap. I fill my bathtub. I use pure hot water to fill my bathtub, and I like climb right into that thing. And it's a fiberglass tub, and it doesn't hold the heat very well. 10, 15 minutes, it's already starting to significantly cool down. I just can't get that 20-minute thing going on.
One of the things I do first, and I recommend it, You put a heater in the bathroom, close the door before you ever start drawing the water. Get the temperature up over 90, 95 degrees in the bathroom.
Okay.
You can put an infrared heater. You can put an infrared heater like the kind you would use in a far infrared sauna. You can put one of those in your bathroom, and you can get that, those even if you don't have a far infrared sauna. Then you can turn your bathroom into kind of a sauna.
You know, I think it would just be better just to build myself an infrared sauna. I mean, come on.
Well, it's so inexpensive to buy a relaxed far infrared sauna that it's a lot cheaper to do that than to build one. Like, if you wanted to build like a cedar one, but if you need it for more than one person, yeah, build a cedar one.
I just bought two steam saunas. And I hook up my ozone generator in it. It lets your head out and your hands out. And the ozone, when you're sweating, same thing. The ozone goes into your pores when you open up your pores.
I have that too. I have a far infrared sauna with ozone, and it works amazing. It's the kind that has the zippers, and so you can stick your arms down and read a book. And not drip all over the book because the book is outside of the thing.
That's what I got too.
You put a towel around your head to seal where your neck sticks through the hole in the top. And then you can read your book while you're in there. And there's a timer. And you can set the timer for whatever length of time you want to be in there. And so the far infrared is a much better type of sauna than a conventional electric sauna.
Okay, so the infrared far IR negative ion portable indoor personal spa sauna by Durham with an air ionizer, heating foot pad, and a chair and a 30-minute timer in large in silver is $219 on Amazon.
And I'm using steam sauna instead. Well, when you want to use ozone, you want it, steam is even better.
Okay. All right. And
for people that are crippled like I am that can't sit in a bathtub, as an alternative, a person who can only use a shower like me can do the Wim Hof method of hot and cold. Like what I do is 60 seconds as hot as I can stand, 60 seconds as cold as I can stand. And when you alternate like that while doing deep breathing, you know, for an hour, you can have a very powerful healing experience.
Wow.
I always take ice cold showers after once my body's been heated up in the shower. And I have well water, so it's really good. And then at the end, I freeze my skin.
Yeah.
I'm a polar bear swimmer. So every New Year's before I got crippled, I used to always go in the ocean on New Year's Day. We have a thing here at the beach in Tawasin, British Columbia that I go to, where it's a whole real fun event, you know, and everybody is up on the beach in drum circles. There's bagpipes and there's costumes, and they have a contest to ring the bell, and the first person to get to the bell wins an award, and the person from the furthest away on the planet wins an award, and they make a whole fun party of the whole thing on New Year's Day, where I live here in Point Roberts, Washington, which is adjacent to Tawasin, British Columbia, Canada.
Right. Oh, okay. They also have a portable sauna for home, full body steam sauna, home spa with a 2.6 liter 1000 watt steam generator with a 90 minute timer, foldable chair, remote control. And that's only $144.
There you go.
So
it's amazing. All this Chinese stuff, man. It's amazing how cheap it is.
Yeah, really. So $219 for an infrared far IR negative ion portable spa, or for a steam spa, that's $144. That's dirt cheap.
I didn't know the prices had come down that much. That's a lot cheaper than the one that I sell. The one that I sell is Relax Sauna. Those are more expensive, but they're made in America.
Yeah. Right.
I don't like supporting China. They're our enemy. So let's not support China.
I don't like supporting China either, but if you're looking for something that you can actually afford that will get you
absolutely
healthier,
absolutely, absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely. If it's all you can afford, sure, why not? I mean, it's the most important thing is detoxification, regardless of where the stuff comes from.
Right. And we haven't even talked about the other stuff, like that item's already in my shopping list. Okay. So,
well, get your sulfur from Edward or from me, because I'm Edward's supplier.
When you get a person who's very, very sick, the one thing that I use to make sure that they don't die is the magnesium ozone in small amounts. I start putting it in their body, and it slowly will pull some of the toxins out of their body so they don't detox too fast. You go slowly, and as you reoxygenate the cells, they're also detoxing. It's called an oxidative, oxidative reductive mechanism, where you're reoxygenating the cell and reducing the toxins. That's what's called the oxidative reductive mechanism of the cell, which you can check under a microscope in a live blood cremation test with saline, and you can see that all disease goes into remission almost immediately. Mm-hmm. When you're using biooxidative therapies, things that doctors are never even taught about because it works, they don't want them to do what works. That would kill their industry, and they couldn't keep people sick like they
do. I should have asked Edward what to do with the fungus.
Fungus? In the groin. That's a good question.
Use Edward, yeah. Edward's mango. Use Edward's ozone.
Let me explain. So if somebody was to have fungus or any kind of skin condition in the groin, now, if it's topically, you want to put the clay on. The same if they had a prostate. Let's say somebody had a swollen prostate, right? An inflammation of the prostate, usually that is from parasites that travel and polymerize themselves, and they end up at the prostate, and then they want to operate on them and cut them open, which is the wrong thing to do, and they want to treat it where it actually does the opposite of what they want done. One of the first things I do is have them take a plastic bag that they use from the supermarket to take home their groceries, and you put a hole in each corner of the plastic bag and stick your toe through both corners, pull it right up to the buttocks, fill it up with clay along the pelvis and the groin and underneath as well. And then, well, I used to put a belt on it with a loop that you could pull, but when somebody explained to me recently, you could take a pair of stretchy exercise shorts, you know, when you race on a bicycle, you wear those stretchy, and pull it right up over the plastic bag. It washes out and everything, keeps it clean. And that's how he addressed his prostate issues, along with high doses of vitamin C, magozone. But we're talking about, what did you say? Fungus in the groin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me just a second, Edward. I would say if you hydrate the bentonite clay with colloidal silver, that would address, a 2 to a 5% colloidal silver solution. You hydrate the clay with that, use that as the clay pack, and then you pull the bag up, and then you put the shorts on, and then you just go to bed. Just lay down, take a nap, go to sleep, let your body take care of it. The colloidal silver would address any fungus, and the bentonite clay would draw any toxins out of the body that were positively charged.
Keep in mind that the bentonite clay is 100% antiseptic and absorbs all bacteria and viruses and removes them from the inside of the body and the outside of the body.
Okay, so you would have a double whammy. You would have a double whammy because colloidal silver kills over 650 known pathogens on contact.
Right.
It kills them in a way that they cannot build a resistance to it. It suffocates them.
And even better than colloidal silver is ionic silver, especially from silver100.com because it's complex with citrate ions for enhanced bioavailability.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. I've been using I haven't been using the colloidal silver.
Wait a minute, Edward. John has a follow-up comment. John, go ahead.
Yeah, another idea is I'm also a distributor for herbalist Richard Schultz's detox products, and people don't realize about the mucoid plaque that they need to get rid of for really proper detoxification, and people don't understand what they have in their small intestine that lines the walls of the small intestine. Unless they get rid of it, they can't get proper absorption of any of the food they eat or any of the supplements they use. But I have detoxed that mucoid plaque.
And that's what the MagoZone is for. You don't need to introduce. The MagoZone is made to remove the plaque from the intestinal walls and break down the biofilm.
Can I say that to you?
Excuse me?
Let's see. To get the fungus out of the groin.
Okay.
And they just told me what to do.
What I would do if it were.
Yeah, and he was saying it by the time I read it.
If you have.
And you do nothing but get bentonite.
Please. Hello.
Hawthorne. Clay, 2 parts colloidal silver.
Area code 424. Area code 424. If you have a side conversation.
Leg 1-1.
Okay, I'll mute them. All right, I'm going to mute the entire room.
Really?
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, Edward and John are unmuted. Everybody else is muted.
Look, it's nice to mix things in with the clay, but I tell you the truth. I've never needed to. It works on all fungus, herpes, gout. I use colloidal silver. I have no problem, but I've been in love with the clay and so have many of my friends for 20 years. And all by itself, if they shut down the whole country, the clay will literally take the place of almost everything in the medicine cabinet, and you don't need it. None of that stuff is necessary that you have in the medicine cabinet mostly. When you have the clay, it addresses a myriad of different things.
Well, that's because the clay is mineral rich. Not only is it mineralizing your body, it's raising your pH, and it's also drawing toxins out of your body and carrying them away safely in a manner that those toxins can't resist. So it's really a perfect storm.
You know, and I told Carl when I first was introduced to him, Ed McCabe introduced him to me. It was an emergency. He had just had 2 toes removed right next to his big toe, and he'd have to go back to the doctor every day to dress and redress the wound. And I said, nonsense. I overnighted him some clay, and then I instructed him what to do when he got it. And then when he told me, Edward, it's just like you said. The next morning when he took off the clay, he said the skin's grown back. And it's like, it's unbelievable. I said, good, don't bang it. And let it air out for 12 hours and put it on again for 4 days. Put it on for 12 hours, then let it air out, put it back on. It's going to heal perfectly with no scab, no scar, no stitches. No antiseptics, because the clay is the antiseptic bandage.
There you go.
Anytime you go in a car, traveling, I have clay in my car all the time. God forbid blood comes spurting out of you.
Oh,
you wanna
for sure.
You want to put that powder on top of the spurting blood. It coagulates and hardens. And if the blood starts coming through the powder, you put a tiny bit more on. If it comes through that, you put until it stops. And then it's stopped, and you can put wet clay on and bandage it. Believe me, it's like a miracle when it heals that. And when the dog was dragged 3 blocks under the car, the pit bull, and the skin was ripped off one whole side of its body from head to tail, my son packed the whole dog in clay. He's the one that taught me about the clay. And he took it to the vet the next day, and the vet started arguing with him. It's not possible. This just happened 36 hours ago. Look, the dog's up wagging his tail, and the skin's grown back. How's that possible? He said, there's no way. And my son said, yeah, way, and proceeded to teach the vet and the entire clinic around the country that he was associated with how to utilize the clay for animals and humans.
Right.
It works wonders. And by the way, when you use the clay in a trowel for animals, they don't have parasites anymore. Same with humans. You want to take the parasites and get rid of them. You start with the clay to pull them out of your gut, and they never get a chance to fire a cannon or a single shot against your immune system. Your immune system is very delicate. Bacteria and that is necessary, that releases hydrogen peroxide to purify your body. You certainly don't want all of those parasites to be aware you're trying to kill them, because they will get you. People were doing herbal detoxes in the early 2000s on radio shows when I had open mics, and they'd call in and complain they had to stop their detox in the beginning, the middle, the end due to lethargy, tiredness, arrhythmias, palpitations, heart attacks, and strokes.
Herxheimer reactions.
And all I did was say, listen, that's because you don't want to start a detox letting them know you're coming after them. The clay goes under the radar. I drink a gallon 3 or 4 times a year, a glass a day till the gallon's finished, a 9 or 10 to 1 mixture. That's 12 ounces for 128 a gallon, 1/10 the amount, and it's thin enough, but it works miracles on detoxing or prepping the gut for detox properly, so you can curb the toxins and get rid of a lot of the parasites and worms without them reacting and unloading all of their toxins, excrements, and everything. They're eating all your
That's exactly what's going on.
Eating up your nutrition.
That's exactly, Edward.
Excrement out.
Calm down, dude. Take a breath. Take a breath.
I got something to add also. I take your clay, and I have this huge glass jar that you told me to get, and I put the ozone bubbling stone in there, and I ozonate the clay before I drink it.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Right. Well, yeah, I ozonate the water, put in some minerals, because that, both things, the ozonator or the minerals will restructure the water so it gets into your cells, but it does more. I first learned this from putting it through a restructuring water machine. And what I found out is that when I put the clay in the water and I go to shake it, every day there's hardly any residual when I restructure the water versus not restructuring it, and I have to shake it. There's a lot of residual on the bottom. So when I put in the minerals, I found that it restructured the water, or when I ozonated. So what I do is I put in the minerals and then ozonate the mineral water, and it turns golden. Then I put my clay in, but you don't have to. As long as you get the clay in your body, you're going to be a lot better off than if you had all that rotten putrefaction and infestations of over 300 species of parasites, the CDC says is inside of everybody, with an average of over 2 pounds per person in the United States. Imagine those infestations.
Right. Now you touched on a couple of important points, which is why I wish you would not, you know, go on and on, because you throw so many important points in there in the course of what you're talking about, and we don't have a chance to drill down on those pieces. So I'm going to try and go back if I can. First of all, you mentioned something in passing that I don't know if everybody caught, is bentonite clay is a great thing to have with you, because if you ever injure yourself, if you ever have a cut, an abrasion, a burn, a sore, a scab that opens up, if you ever start bleeding, the best thing you can have in your mobile arsenal is a little bit of clay to sprinkle on that area, because it will help to coagulate the blood, it will stop the bleeding, and it will also start the healing before the blood is even stopped. Another thing is the detoxification. If you use an herbal detox, you're relying on the immune system of the body to take care of and carry away the parasites that were killed, the parasites, the bacteria, all the bad things that are going to be actually decomposing in your body. And I realize it's gross. I realize it's gross and it's nasty, but we have to talk about it, because that is what happens that causes the Herxheimer reaction, is you're killing off the parasites, but you're not providing a vehicle to get rid of them, to carry them out of the body. So they start to rot and they start to putrefy, and they put an increased load on your immune system, which actually gives you the lethargic feeling and the yuck and the muckiness and all that. So we've covered a couple of really important points here that I wanted to make sure that were pointed out. Now, a little shameless promotion just for a moment or so. We're about halfway through the program. We've got about another 30 minutes to go. And I would just like to share that this program is sponsored in part by iTerraPlanet.com. If you have not looked at the iTerraCare Classic Terahertz Frequency Wand yet, this is yet another device that, just like a toaster, should be in everybody's household, because it gets the interstitial fluids flowing, it detoxifies the lymphatic system, it reduces pain, eliminates pain, it loosens stiffened arthritic joints, it takes the itch from a mosquito bite away in literally seconds, and it also stimulates the stem cell release that can rebuild the organs in your body. Here's more about it. Please stay tuned for this word from the iTerraCare Terahertz Frequency Wand.
The iTerraCare device has the ability to awaken dormant stem cells in the bone marrow. Yes, we have sleeping stem cells in our bone marrows. As you keep blowing this on your spine, you're activating these stem cells. And guess what? You're going to create brand new lungs, brand new kidneys. Eventually, as you keep using this over time, you will have brand new organs, glands, and tissues in your bodies. And that's a great news. You have to keep blowing this on your spine, because this is what the great Hippocrates said. There's a way to hit the bones, then all diseases can be treated. Activate that, awaken that stem cells in your bone marrows. Hit the bones using the future of medicine, which is frequency. Hitting the bones using frequency medicine. Yes, guys, we have decoded the secret to forever young and healthy body. This is your time. Grab your one device right now.
For more information on the iTerraCare Terahertz Frequency Wand, please visit iTerraPlanet.com. That's iTerraPlanet.com. And of course, it doesn't help much if you don't curb the toxins that you're eating. So if you eat a lousy diet, the only thing that any of the solutions that we've talked about so far tonight is going to be able to do is to continually detox your steady diet of garbage. So carnivore diet, whole food diet, raw food diet, come on, do something good for yourself and thrive. Thank you, Edward. John, do you have anything to add on what you were talking about before?
I want to add a few things. First of all, over the course of decades, I've been learning about overlapping technologies for detoxing, and I agree with everything that was just said about the iTeraCare wand. It especially works synergistically with the More Mito products, and so if people are using More Mito and they want to do something to add to the effect of the More Mito, you can do like what I'm doing. I'm growing cartilage underneath both kneecaps. I was damaged on a battlefield, and I have herniated discs in my spine that are healing, and I'm using a combination of the More Mito rejuvenate and restore with the iTeraCare wand to more rapidly grow cartilage, for example. So if there's any basketball players out there with messed up knees, you might want to listen to this. Anybody that is injured on a battlefield, you want to listen to this. Anyone with PTSD can also benefit from the very calming effect of the iTeraCare wand, which brings traditional Chinese medicine to anybody. It makes it effortless to when you use that wand. You can very quickly master things that before this technology were much more complex. I use the wand on my crown chakra, my throat chakra, the open palms of the hands. You can quickly learn everything about acupuncture points and meridians and use your wand to do all kinds of things. And so I use my wand every day and my More Mito every day and my relaxed sauna several times a week. If you don't have the ability to get into a bathtub, which is something that I cannot do because of my injuries, use a hot and cold shower. Use the Wim Hof technique. Learn about Wim Hof. He's a fascinating person, one of my heroes, and he has an app that's free, but if you want to become a deeper member of his, you can, and he guides you through these breath meditations where you're doing forced air holds and stuff, and learn about him on YouTube. You know, Wim Hof.
You mean like? Is it anything like pranayama yoga?
Well, Wim Hof.
I do all the deep breathing exercises I learned.
Yeah, Wim Hof has put himself in ice baths longer than anybody ever has.
That's not my thing to do. I do ice cold showers, and I've done Swedish saunas where the water temperature is close to freezing. You come out of a hot sauna, you grab the rope, and if you stand absolutely still in that freezing cold water, you will not be cold because the water right next to your body actually warms up. And as soon as you move, you're freezing. But if you stand absolutely still in freezing water, you'll be warm.
I am an ice swimmer, and when I swim underneath the ice, it feels like you're on fire.
Has lost track of 85.
Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
Wow, we've talked about all kinds of interesting things so far tonight.
I'm really enjoying this conversation, by the way, guys. Thank you for all of this.
You know, when the guy broke his back and he needed to a mountain climber, and the lady said to him, "Don't get the surgery. Let me take care of it." She piled the clay on his back. In 6 weeks, he was back mountain climbing. You can read about it on the website, along with all kinds of other testimonies about how clay works on autistic individuals, on animals with tumors, how it removes the tumors from the body, and amazing testimonies. There's so many of them. And,
Is that on abchealth.info? Yeah,
excuse
yeah.
me.
Give the URL out. Is that on abchealth.info?
You can go to that one to get to the Clay website, but there is another link I have just for testimonies only. You can't really go from there back to the websites, the other websites. It's strictly for just to look at the testimonies and read them under every category. It is info.abcclay. So it's ABCCLAY, abcclay.com. info.abcclay.com. You can click on testimonies up there, and it'll take you right to all the different types of testimonies, and then you click on each category. And you can read real testimonies about the clay over many years from the people that are giving the testimonies. And it's just very enlightening.
Yeah.
And if you want to listen to a radio show that Paul did with me about 15 years ago, leave the word info out and go to abcclay.com. No. Yeah, abcclay.com. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Edward, I got a question for you.
Edward and I have been doing this for some time. Go ahead,
Edward,
John.
Do you have any archived radio shows covering all the different applications for your clay?
We're putting it together. If I do a show just on clay, forget about anything else, it would go on for 3 hours with all the different applications that clay is actually, what it does and how it works and how many different results you can effectuate that you need to. Like when a person has raised scar tissue, let's say he's been on dialysis for 10, 12 years, like a man I met, and his scar tissue was raised like an inch and a half, 2 inches, from putting the needles in for that many years, it builds up and builds up. Well, in case anybody doesn't know it, all scar tissue is heavy metals. What? Heavy metals are things that clay absorbs. So all scar tissue is absorbed by the clay. Keloids, if you Google keloids, you can see thousands of pictures of giant pieces of skin hanging off people's ears, their bodies, all these keloids. Tens of thousands of pictures you can see, okay? And you'll understand that's all scar tissue, heavy metals. You just put the clay on, it absorbs them all. The clay absorbs all particulates that do not belong in the body, meaning all positive ionic matter, because it's a negative ionic magnet. So it absorbs all positive ions. What is that? Poisons, toxins, unwanted bacteria, viruses, heavy metals, and radiation. Radiation, you mean like when there's a nuclear bomb goes off in the area and you need to help save your life? Yeah, there's a 12-step program I have written up. What you do in the first 10 minutes to save your life, utilizing that clay, the shower, and your washing machine for your clothes that have been contaminated with the radiation. And, of course, there's other parts to it, obviously. You have to seal your quarters off, etc. You want to wait till that radiation lifts and get in a small spot that is radiation-free. However, it does much more than that. Literally, it pulls out all tumors out of the body.
Yeah.
So you pile it on. You have to be diligent. You have to do it properly. And you repeat it over and over again. And once you think it's fixed, keep doing it until you get to the root or the root cause beneath what you think is the surface, okay?
Right.
You want to pull, pulls out of
you. And you want to wrap your body with saran wrap to keep the moisture in while you're doing that, right?
Right. Let's say the man broke his leg and 40 years ago, and he says, "I'm the weatherman. I'll tell you when it's going to rain." and not after Edward teaches him how to wrap his leg thick with the bentonite, a 2-to-1 mixture, and let it gel for 6 to 12 hours so it's like sour cream, smooth, and you put it on. I can do it all by myself, even to my arm. I'll put my arm or my leg over a maybe a hand towel, not a washcloth, but a little bit bigger, and put the cellophane on top of it, the whole length, and then pile the clay on. And if I really wanted, I might use some gauze to put on top of the clay and then put a little more clay on top. It's possible. Depends on the situation. I want it a little bit thick. And I'll wrap the cellophane over it and then pin the towel over it or use an ace bandage. The towel works good because
right.
You can do it all by yourself. You can even lay down. If you're all by yourself, you can lay down on the clay on your back and your front on your chest and pin it around. You don't even need somebody to do this for you.
Okay, well, I think that's a good thing to do for like the last 15 minutes of the show. We've talked about topical applications of the clay, but we really should drill down into that just a little bit, because if you have like toxins and muck built up in your lungs, well, mainstream medicine will tell you that once it's in your lungs, you can't get rid of it. It's there forever. But if you can draw it out of the lungs and through the skin and into the clay and get rid of it, then, well, hello, you can straighten that out. You can also detoxify the liver. You can detoxify kidneys. You can detoxify the prostate gland. The applications are really endless. As a matter of fact, for like MS symptoms, and of course this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure any disease and should not be considered medical advice. Please contact a health professional provided you can find one before acting on any information presented here. However, if you have MS or if you have like brain fog or dementia or something, couldn't you use a clay mask on your face and your head and actually pull those toxins right out of the brain, right through the skin? Couldn't you?
I've done that.
Yes.
It helps alleviate depression, too.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to the man that he wraps his legs. He loses his job as the weatherman because you add a heating pad to the clay. It seems to help it activate it. It's pulling all the heavy metals from 40 years ago that went there to fix the situation. Naturally, heavy metals go there when you have a sports injury. When you use the clay, it heals it in 1/3 to 50% of the time. Why? Because it draws all the blood to that injury. When the clay touches the skin, it's drawing the blood and reoxygenating the area. It works miracles on burns. When you put it on a burn, it not only cools it down, but it seals the skin. The next day, it's already grown back. All you got to do is not injure it and let the air hit it, okay? It's the same. It doesn't matter when Robert shot his hand and it was bleeding profusely, squirting out, and the whole hand was ripped open. After the next day, it was flat as a board, and it wasn't bleeding or anything. And it dried really hard the skin, so I had him do it 4 days in a row. It healed with no scab, no scar, no antiseptics, no antibiotics. It always does, because the scab is heavy metals. The clay absorbs all the heavy metals. If you do it properly and pay attention to what you're doing, you will have a complete fix without having even... there's no sign it ever existed. It absorbs hard, solid tumors, too. You just need to utilize it properly and understand the benefits of it and what to do with it.
Right. Now, let's touch for a moment. I mean, I've heard reports that there's some bentonite clay out there that actually has aluminum in it, and it has contaminants in it that are not necessarily fully sequestered by the clay. And then when you moisten it and pack it on your body, you know, there could be things going from the clay to your body and from your body to the clay. So it's important that you find a quality, pure source of bentonite clay. Isn't that right?
Hence the statement, not all clays are created equally. And this is the finest, purest bentonite clay that I ever found 20 years ago, and it replaced the green clay for the chocolate candies and the children from the Chernobyl disaster. And within 6 weeks, it addresses all the symptoms disappear from the radiation damage they were having.
Oh, yeah, actually... chewable candies fixing radiation poisoning and carrying it out of the body. Another good thing to probably have around, like in your medicine chest, would be iodine also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially magnesium iodine. Right. I have a friend named John Brookshire, who's a retired engineer from NASA, who... with his church, a lot of the missionaries were in places where there were mosquito-borne illnesses like dengue fever, and his magnesium iodine works better than Lugol's for all these mosquito-borne viruses. And if you want to get some magnesium iodine, get it from sulfurforhealth.com, sulfurforhealth.com, where you also get the best sulfur in the world, which I supply. I supply you with, and other people. So I've got Jay. Distributors all over the world for this world's best sulfur, which works synergistically with the clay and everything else we've been mentioning for detox purposes. It opens up cell membranes to optimize oxygen transport to the cells and waste transport from the cells. When your cells function optimally, your internal organs function optimally. So sulfur is an extremely important mineral, and the place to learn about that is sulfurforhealth.com. That's also where you get the magnesium iodine and Dr. Schultz's best detox products for many, many uses there, too. So this is an overlay of a whole array of things you can use in your detox toolbox, and you add all that stuff together, and you're gonna work miracles on yourself or your family or your friends, and we can get a healthier society.
Right, absolutely. Now we have another conference room, and there's a hand up in that conference room. But I'd like to give the phone number for this conference. If there is somebody that's listening to the show over the internet on Global Voice Radio, if you want to join us on the show, you can call in, dial 206-806-9826. That's 206-806-9826. And there's no PIN that you have to worry about. It is a conference system, but it's a one-number conference. You dial that number, and you land right in here. Now, we also have another conference system that we're connected to with a bunch of people in there, and I notice one of them has a hand raised, so Rich is in the other room. Rich, did you have a question or a comment? Did you want to say something? No, he's still muted. Are you struggling for your? Are you looking for your mute button, or is that hand raise an accident? Yeah, must be. All right. So,
tell him again how to unmute himself.
Oh, he knows. He knows the other room. They're all old hands at dealing with free conference call.
Got it.
So,
I was on a more minor call one time where I didn't know how to unmute myself. I felt so frustrated and stupid.
Speaking of the more minor call, tomorrow at, 11 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific time is the more mital call, and it's going to be awesome. The subject matter is always told to us in advance, and these calls are, the testimonies are outstanding. Now, I'm going to have people come on and testify about how amazing the MagoZone is for Alzheimer's, for so many different illnesses. I had a stroke in 1999, and in order to never have a stroke again or a heart attack, the MagoZone is my key product in my life, and I know that it keeps my arteries clean, cleans out my lungs, my kidneys. Dr. Freebotch, he's the one that taught me all about it when he took over the estates of those murdered men that happened to be murdered the same year as my mother. And when I realized what it was that I had, you can never unknow the most truthful knowledge. Once you know the truth, that sets you free from ignorance and darkness, everything. The magnesium ozone not only pulls people back from stage 4 cancer, but it keeps your kidneys, cleans them out, so I can literally, he taught me, I can kickstart somebody's kidneys after 12 years of being on dialysis. What you need to do is never have let anybody take any organs out of their body. They're all restartable.
Now, to be clear,
when you all the cells in your body and regrow the mitochondria in your body, you're that close to kickstarting the kidneys, even if they were dead. And he even explained to me how to do it. And now I have a doctor of advanced biomolecular chemistry, is one of 6 chemists that I work with. And he explains how no one has to have allergies anymore, how no one really has to be in dysfunctional health, because the only reason people are in dysfunctional health is from ignorance and propaganda that lied to them and told them it's okay to eat all 5 food groups in the same day in the same meal. It's all lies. It's all nonsense.
Okay, now to be clear, we're not talking about curing anything. We're not talking about...
I never use that word ever, because you can't cure anything. The only thing you can do is help the body so that it can function properly and it takes care of itself.
Exactly. So when you say that magnesium ozone can pull somebody back from stage 4 cancer, what you are talking about is empowering and enabling the body and detoxifying the muck so the body can address the issue.
And re-oxygenating it. When a person is that sick and they're dying, they're so toxic, they only need a tiny bit more toxin to kill them. So they send them to hospice and they put them on morphine and Oxycontin. Well, what do you think they are? Toxins. That's why they all die. If you can take them off of that, reoxygenate all their cells, you'll see under a microscope, you can check it. From day one, they start to go into remission. Dr. Caldwell, at 12 years old, his mother was sent home in her 30s with stage 4 inoperable cancer. By the time he was 17, he's one of my heroes, they were calling him from around the world, how do I heal my cancer? And he says, I don't know. Well, what did you do for your mother? At 78, his mother was still in pristine health. Mm-hmm. Dr. Caldwell said that all cancers are able to be put into remission within 2 to 16 weeks. I say you could check it under the microscope from within a day or so after administering the right applications in biooxidative therapies, and you're going to see the difference right under the microscope. There's no mistaking it. So right. I tell doctors, Miss and Mr. Doctors, all they have to do is break out their microscope and let's get rocking and rolling.
Right. Exactly. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this program on my bbsradio.com program. It's already on radio.globalvoiceradio.net. That archive will be in the can. Just go to radio.com. www.globalvoiceradio.net. And I will also be putting this up, like I said, on bbsradio.com, which means we've got to wrap it up right now. So, Roger, all right, no, not Roger. Edward, very quickly give your websites, reiterate those so people can make note.
ABCHealth.info. ABCHealth.info is one of them. If you want to write this down, diseaseaway.com.
Okay.
You want to go to diseaseaway.com. That'll take you to the other ones as well.
Okay. And John, if you want to share your website again quickly for the sulfur.
Yeah, okay. Sulfurforhealth.com. S-U-L-F-U-R. F-O-R-H-E-L-T-H.com, sulfurforhealth.com, and also I-A-H-F, as in Frank.com, for International Advocates for Health Freedom. We are networking consumers around the world for solidarity against Big Pharma.
Cool. Okay. And once again, my website for the iTerra Care Classic Wand is iterraplanet.com. That does it for this program. I want to thank everybody for joining us. This has been a very, very, very valuable and informative program, and I want to thank everybody who took part. I'm Paul from Global Voice Network. You can catch us right here on abchealth.info Health Talk every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you right back here next time on Global Voice.
Blasting the voice of freedom worldwide, you're listening to the Global Voice Radio Network.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.